Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Busy, busy day, lots of happenings, lots of petitions to sign, lots of good stuff going down. Let's hit it. The new unemployment numbers for the week came out with another 3.2 million out of work. That's not the good stuff, I promise. With some states seeing more than a quarter of residents unemployed. Humanity for Yang is calling for an official trend of hashtag UBI creates jobs today, Friday, starting 9 a.m. Pacific, to help frame the argument for UBI for conservative lawmakers in particular. The great thing about UBI is that it fits into everyone's ideology. We just have to show them how. I'm including a link to a very enlightening short article below, which concisely explains the gist of why we have these boom and bust economic cycles, how the economy's health is based on consumption, how jobs are an insufficient mechanism for maintaining consumption, leading to how UBI can fill the gap. The TLDR is technology enables greater production efficiency, but businesses respond to that by laying off workers, which reduces overall consumer buying power, which reduces overall consumption, leading to more layoffs and so on, eventually leading to great depressions if the government fails to intervene. I recommend reading it, as it's a very important economic relationship for everyone to understand. The salient point being, UBI can step in to fill the gap in consumer buying power that wages are leaving, keeping the economy strong. It also helps explain why our economy is only at 73% of productive capacity, which is why we could actually deficit fund a UBI without risk of inflation. But that's a whole nother can of worms. The new Finnish trial results showing UBI increases employment would also fit in nicely with this argument for UBI being pro-work, so that might be good to fit into the messaging campaign. Starting Saturday and continuing for 1 week, everyone who can is asked to record a 15-second video with a short demonstration of how a single stimulus payment is not enough and recurring payments are needed, attaching the hashtag recurring cash payments. Some ideas for this are shaking a piggy bank with a few coins in it, showing an empty wallet or a bare fridge or piled up bills, just something to show Congress that ongoing support is needed for people or our economic system will get worse instead of better. If you'd like to formally participate in opposing New York's appeal that is attempting to reverse the court's decision to reinstate the primary election, you can add your name to a sort of petition being sent to the courts to educate them on the reasons the primary should go through and to show your support for it. It involves filling out a form with basic geographical and voting information and the option to just add your name or to also add a statement. The brief is being put together by civil rights litigator Ezra Young. If you live in Massachusetts, I've got great news for you. There is a ballot initiative to get ranked choice voting on the ballot so it can be used statewide for elections. All you have to do is follow the link below and add your name and get everyone you know to do the same. And one day soon, you might actually get to cast a fair vote for who you actually want without having to give up your vote between the mainstream candidates in case your first choice doesn't win. It'll be like real democracy. I still don't know why we're pushing this instead of score voting, but whatever, it's progress. On that note, Sam Boyce wrote a great article pointing out the importance of Yang's overlooked democratic reform policies, which received the highest rating of any candidate from the democracy watchdog organization Equal Citizens, including democracy dollars, ranked choice voting, congressional term limits, lowering the voting age to 16, automatic voter registration, vote by mail, and more. Sam asked Tidy how those policies being in place would change her run for Congress, and she gave this excellent response. Quote, UBI would have allowed me to consider leaving my job to campaign full-time while still having my basic needs met. This would mean that I could have been laser-focused on the campaign rather than trying to keep a full-time job while running a campaign. It's been difficult to juggle both things and do them well. Oftentimes, I feel highly stressed and it's hard to manage having a job, a campaign, and a life on my own as well. UBI would have lifted that weight. If my constituents had democracy dollars or some kind of public voucher, then I would have been able to focus more on reaching out to them directly and less on fundraising. End quote. Sam also pointed out how rich politicians on both sides are getting in office and how voters seem inured to it. Overall, he is making the point that democratic reform is at least as important as pushing for UBI, in no small part because we might not get the latter or anything else we want until we have the former. I couldn't agree more. Voting reform and funding reform are paramount. This is a good article to bookmark and share with anyone who wants to know Yang's position on democratic policy or who thinks he is a one-issue candidate. An excellent new poll of EU residents came out showing a great many opinions around climate change, trust in government, and inequality, but most important to us is that it found 71% support for UBI. That is pretty high, but the EU better watch out because we're catching up fast. Just imagine, we could actually pass a progressive policy before Europe for once. I'd love to see that. Scott Wong reported that a source who was on a call with Pelosi Wednesday said that while she didn't specifically endorse any bill, her idea closely tracks legislation of Jayapal and Rashida. Does this mean she's crafting a new bill similar to it, or will she be endorsing theirs? Who's to say? But it does mean that she is leaning toward full universality, which is pretty dope. The DHS labs leading the research on COVID have confirmed what Trump was speaking about last week, that exposure to ultraviolet light kills the virus, and that UV from sunlight is potent enough to kill it within a few minutes of exposure. This could mean that setting things out in the sun for a bit is an effective way to sterilize the surface facing the sunlight. If you're looking for a way to keep track of all Yang Gang and Humanity First channels and podcasts and media of all kinds, I have good news for you. Tom the Connector has set up a sweet website, thetrickleup.com, which does just that. It's a giant hub for all media that has to do with the movement. From the man himself, quote, "We are Yang Gang News and Entertainment, a platform for all content creators to opt in to grow their audience as we 10x the Yang Gang. We want to have a media site rivaling the Young Turks and show off all the fun, interesting, and cool stuff that Yang Gang does every day to grow our collective audiences," end quote. And they could use our help getting the word out, gang, so please visit the site and share it on social media, especially with any content creators you don't see represented there. Let's get organized. Speaking of, Yang promoted the organization One Shared World on Twitter, saying that they are a global movement in line with Humanity Forward and could be allies in promoting UBI and M4A across the globe. I'm new to this organization. Their website has too much flowery language for my liking, but their goals do seem to be very humanity first, mostly combating climate change, improving the human condition, access to healthcare and education, that sort of thing. I'm certainly open to more allies. Check it out for yourself and consider signing on. Pete and Yang had their discussion today. I managed to listen to it, and it was pretty much Pete saying that Yang had been right about disconnecting income and healthcare from employment, and both of them trading compliments on each other's campaigns. They also talked racism, lockdown life, favorite books, and married life. Honestly, pretty disappointed that neither one suggested any effort to combine forces on solutions such as UBI and M4A, which is what I was really hoping for in this conversation. Hopefully they'll discuss that off camera because we don't need more idle chatter, we need action. In podcast interview news, Yang had his episode with Crystal, where they dug into how our democratic system works, or doesn't, as well as Crystal's history, how the stimulus response has failed, and reasons for resistance to the real solutions. It was as fascinating as expected, though I wish it could have gone longer to better address UBI and what's going on there. Still, it's great for people to get more informed on the biases of our democracy. Yang also announced that Democratic politician Bakari Sellers will be a guest on Yang Speaks, though it wasn't clear when. Mike Breuer made an appearance on Bo of the Fifth Columns podcast to talk Beating Mitch. Matt and Padgett had their interview. Basically, they discussed that Matt and Zach support Trump over Biden because they think he's better for the economy than Biden, and Biden is offering nothing otherwise. As well as that Matt and Padgett apparently think the lockdowns are pointless. Now, I don't want to take them too out of context there, but I definitely disagree with them on this, on both points, really. Heidi of Vets for Yang hosted James Ellers, Erica Simone, Jeannie, Ronald Marzett, and Ashley on her podcast, The Gang Saves Humanity, to discuss the capture of Ahmaud Arbery's killers. And finally, Boyce of Mindful Skeptics had the gang's premier video marketing specialist, James Treacle, on his podcast to get to know Treacle better. Unfortunately, I didn't have anywhere near enough time today to get through all of those, so you guys will have to let me know what all the good stuff that came out of that is. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark the Consumption and Democracy articles and the EU-UBI poll. Sign the New York Primary Brief and RCV Initiative. Check out The Trickle Up, share it around, and follow them on Twitter. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the ResistBot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.